Good afternoon, Smithers, and welcome to another lounge car session on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I am your host, Megan Brady, and I'd like to start off by thanking our sponsors. So that's City West. They are located at 3767 2nd Avenue. Their phone number is 1-800-442-8664. They're open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. They are a local alternative for your telephone, fiber internet, and cable television needs. So thank you to those guys. They help us keep these lounge car sessions on the air. And today we have an artist that has been on our airwaves in the past, and I'm always excited to have them back. This is Elena Aaron, a pop artist originating from right here in northern BC. First caught the attention of Canadian music scene with her single Build a Ship in 2021, which climbed to number 2 on CBC's Top 20. She carved her path through New York City and London with her sound characterized by a blend of pop, electronic, and folk elements. Since her first independent release in 2018, Elena has amassed millions of streams, landed on major editorial playlists, and released her debut album, Holy Tender Artist, in 2022. She's been a semi-finalist in CBC's Searchlight and International Songwriting Competition. In 2026, Elena is touring the UK, Europe, and North America, releasing new singles from their next album, including single Hypervigilante, June 19th. That's when that one came out. And we are absolutely pleased to have you here. Thank you for coming in, Elena.
Thank you for having me. Okay, so I'm actually playing tomorrow night at Smithers Brewing, and was looking through, kind of deciding on my set list, and went through the albums I've released so far, and decided to do a few songs from each project. So this is from the first album I released called West, and this song is called Bright and Beautiful.
Um,
So I was here doing a train car session this time last year, and had just released my album Roaring Twenties and was doing my first Across Canada tour. So I'm going to play a song from that. Did you have anything?
No, that just brought back all the memories of the your injury last year.
Oh, yeah, I showed up with a broken head.
Yeah, just a little bit of an injury, just a facial injury, too. So that was that.
Farm kid in the middle of my tour coming home.
I mean,
and trying
this
to
is pretty cool. I'm
like, if anyone's watching this, we went out shooting guns and I got way too close to the scope and got a little head wound from that mid-tour.
Of all the injuries you could get, though, that's the one to go for.
I think the scar is mostly healed. You can't really see
it.
I
didn't notice
a very, very slight little indent.
Yeah, just enough to be like, hey, remember?
Yeah, remember this?
Remember that thing? No, that's all I want. That's all I could think of.
I think I played this song last time, but I'm going to play it again. It's called Crystal Lights, and it's one of my favorites from the album. I say that about all my songs. I bet everyone who watches all my stuff thinks I'm lying, but...
Do you think our love might be the strangest thing they've seen? 'Cause they're watching like we both don't know. I climbed into the cherry trees, picked some fruit for you and me, let them stare and drive right off the road. You said there's something amusing about the way I laugh, the way my heart does the choosing, never looks back. Their cars are hella fancy, their shirts are starched and white. They were born and raised in mansions, but we made our millions overnight. All these men, but you're most handsome, and I'm the brightest one you'll find. And we'll build our own castles just to swing on crystal lights. Swing on crystal lights, crystal lights. Saying we had to be poor as hell to have these dreams, but it kind of makes for a sick story. So we climbed outside to watch the stars, just in time the sun got dark, and you pulled my dress up behind the trees. I stole all the welcome candy and the butler. We're drinking whiskey and brandy, all the fancy straws. I think this might come in handy for the bathroom stalls. Got rid of most of our vices, but not them all. Their cars are hella fancy, their shirts are starched and white. They were born and raised in mansions, but we made our millions overnight. All these men, you're most handsome, and I'm the brightest one you'll find. And we'll build our own castles just to swing on crystal lights. Swing on crystal lights, crystal lights. You think there's something amusing about the way I laugh? I turn our lives into music, so it's gotta be mad. I'm just a curious human, and you're the one I match. Crystal light in our juices, never go back. No, no, never go back. No, no, never go back. Now that you're the one that I have. No, no, never go back. No, no, never go back. Now that you're the one that I have. Do you think our love might be the strangest thing they've seen? 'Cause they're watching like we both don't know.
Thank you. So yeah, that was Crystal Lights.
Beautiful. What is your next step? Like, do you have, you're not performing here beyond Smithers Brewing tomorrow,
so
right?
I'm playing Smithers Brewing tomorrow, okay. And then I'm going to be playing at a little festival in Duncan, 39 Days of July.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And that's on Sunday, next Sunday at like 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then I'll have some more performances in the UK, going back to the UK in August.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Have you been loving it there? Like, I mean, is it fitting your, I don't know, your vibe?
Yeah, it is. Like, I definitely feel like I create music out there. I was in New York before, and there's something, especially I think when you've grown up here, you've had enough time to like sit in solitude and spend time alone as an artist. Mm-hmm. So then going to this bigger cities, I think can like really amplify all of your ideas. But New York was starting to feel a bit too hectic.
Right.
And it felt like it was so busy that it would sometimes, like you're like, oh, I had this idea I wanted to do and 3 months have passed and I haven't even had a chance to. Whereas London, I find it's like a bit of a slower pace. Still a crazy city, but mm-hmm. like a bit of a slower pace. And I find I create really well there, have lots of opportunities there.
Awesome.
So yeah, cool. It feels good.
Yeah. I watch you on your social medias. Do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you?
Oh yes. You can find me on, I'm very active on Instagram, Elena Aaron Official. I would be more active on TikTok, but it's not, I need a TikTok manager.
Oh yeah. That's a whole world.
But yes, sure. Elena Aaron, both start with an E. Just put an E everywhere and you'll probably find my name. And then, yeah, I'm always sharing my story as I go about awesome. My adventures.
All right. Thank you.
So yeah, I just released a brand new song called Hypervigilante, and it's a song about hypervigilance. And I read a lot of nonfiction, and was reading up on, I love when you like read something and discover a self-diagnosis, just because sometimes you can be like, oh, it fits in a nice little box, and then you can kind of know how to tackle it or deal with it or just understand what's like going on in your mind. So this song I had written about, yeah, hypervigilance and kind of like what causes it. And if people don't know who are watching this or listening, it's like when you're always, when you've been in situations where you have to be on high alert and are no longer in those situations, but still feel like you have to be. And so, yeah, I wanted to like, I had this idea of like being an adult and having access to everything you want and can create the life you want to live. But in your brain, you're still like, oh, adults still can get mad at me. And so, yeah, I wrote this song and I'm going to play it for you. You can find it on all streaming platforms. It's called Hypervigilante.
Left to myself in your house like it's totally fine. The place is so quiet, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Should I be left alone like this at only 10 years old? Or would it be called neglect of other adults home? It's so empty in that end. Follows as I grow up, I feel stuck in a version that still needs your love. There's a hopelessness, there's no way my soul is chosen. There's like a hole is punched right through my chest. Oh, and I could be a spy or an assassin. The way I scan the room for what happen, and my face won't let you know how much I panic. Being normal is way harder than I imagine. My mind thinks it's protecting and adapting, but it kills my good ideas before they happen. With the way I said, I'm an assassin. Learning to be loved is harder than I imagine. I never knew. know what I might do that'll make him too mad. When I hear his footsteps, my heart starts beating too fast. But I've gotten good at understanding every mood. And if I can balance him, it's safer for me too. So empty, and that emptiness follows as I grow up. I feel stuck in a version that still needs my love. There's a hopelessness, there's no way my soul is chosen. It's like a hole is punched right through my chest. Oh, oh. And I could be a spy or an assassin.
I rarely have questions at all. Mm-hmm. I say the joke like I am no Nardwar. But I am curious, do you have a favorite city that you've performed in? And whether it be like the people or, you know, whatever. Like what's if you had a favorite city or something or town?
I personally have really loved performances in the UK and London, and it's probably because I have like so many current friends there, and a lot of the people I know there love my type of music. I feel like because I'm still an emerging artist in many ways, a lot of times when I visit certain areas, it's people I know coming out, mm-hmm. and they might like my music, they might support it, but sometimes it's not like their genre that they usually listen to.
Right.
Whereas when you go to a show and it's all people who are like deeply pumped. Invested, yeah. Or that being said though, sometimes I did a show last year, I think in Prince George, and they're just like all my friends and family, and people were singing along, and that's special too.
Then that is
like,
really special. I love that.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
This next song, I don't think I've actually ever played this on guitar before. It's from my second album, and it's quite a Purdue song. It's called Bonnie and Clyde, and I was playing around with this last night, and I was like, let me attempt it. So,
if you bury the bodies, I'll find a way out. Say you never saw me and kiss me on the mouth one more time. I always like people like us in the movies. I can't repeat the story, but I did what I had to do. And you believe I'm holy, so you cover all my wounds, tell me to hide. Bodies and we're gonna be fine. Cause I don't even know myself anymore, no more. Who does the things we've done, but I kinda like it. Like Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie don't have a man like that. I don't even know no one who's had such fun. Who lives life on the run with you is my sidekick. Like Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie don't have a man like mine. with new names and booked us flights. If you buried the bodies, then we're gonna be fine. 'Cause I don't even know myself no more, no more. It's gone, the things we've done, but I can't like it. Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie don't have a man like it. I don't even know myself no more, no more. It's the things we've done, but I can't like it. Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie don't have a man like mine.
So this is another song. I'm actually starting a new album. I just released Hypervigilante, and then figuring out which songs to release next. But it's going to be based around grief, or like processing grief and living life with grief. And this is a song I wrote called Human Being, and it's unreleased. So you're getting a little sneak peek of an unreleased song. Yeah. Human beings grieving.
stitches your soul and leaves you bleeding. Throws up everything you've known. Now I'm just a human with no meaning. Freezing, not cause of the cold, I've got this feeling. You're someone I've known, and if you creep in, you might satisfy my soul. See between the cracks of human beings.
We've got time for one more. Yeah. If you'd like, I might just do my little sign off and then we'll let you play it out.
Okay.
Okay, so this is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. I have been your host, Megan Brady, and this is a lounge car session with Elena Aaron. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Here's the last song I'm going to play called Build a Ship.
Got some flowers.